مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims and we firmly believe in the teachings of Quran Majeed and the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The life of this dunya is very short and temporary. And the life of the hereafter is permanent and never ending. This life is given to us to do the preparation of Akhirah. Wise are those who understand this fact and prepare for the Akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us in Quran Kareem over and over about this fact. And our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has reminded us many a times in his blessed traditions in ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And spend from what we have provided you before death approaches any one of you. And then he says, O my Lord, why did you not give me a little respite so that I would give charity and become one of the pious ones, be amongst the pious ones? In this ayah karima, Allah Azza wa Jal is informing the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give charity of your wealth, of your lives, and of your children. And also, we are reminded that if we want to ask for a respite or for a break or for a little more time to do some more good deeds, that would not be granted. We have one life, and in this one life we have to prepare ourselves for never-ending life of Akhirah. There's no other chance for no one. Even though we learn from this Ayah Kareema that when the death approaches, anyone, person would say, "Oh Allah, give me little more chance. Give me some more time. So I can give charity, I can do more good deeds." But that chance at that time is not granted. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. When death approaches, when death comes to someone, Allah Azza wa Jal does not at all give him any respite. There's much emphasis is being put on this. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ هَرْجِزْ مُحْلَتْ نَهِي دَيْتَا. Not at all Allah gives chance to anyone. And the time is fixed, and on the fixed time, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. On the fixed time, Israel alayhi salam comes and he snatches the soul away, not even a moment before, not later. So khush naseeb and a lucky person is that who takes full advantage of this one life, and he does the preparation, and he is lucky if he gets the long life. Because if he has a long life, he will do more good deeds. Long life is not good for the sinners. Long life is good for the pious people. As it is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, a Sahabi Rasul asked, "Ya Rasulullah, sabse behtar kaun hai? Who is best amongst people?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "The best person is that whose age is long and his deed is good." Ke jitni zyada usko chance milte hain utni zyada wo mehnat karta hai ibadat mein. To ye best hai, he is the best. And then immediately person asks the question, "Who's the worst? Badtareen kaun hai?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Taala umruhu wa saa'a 'amaluhu." The worst amongst you is that whose age is long and his deeds are evil. And the very same understanding is confirmed by another hadith that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports, that two people came in the holy court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they became Muslims. One of them died as a shaheed, as a martyr. And then the other one lived one more year. And then he passed away with a natural death, not shahadat. And Hazrat Talha bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala says that I saw in the dream that this person who was not martyred, who died one year later, he entered paradise before the shaheed. So he went in the morning in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asked this question. And listen to the beautiful answer that beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. And he said, Alaysa qad sama ba'dahu Ramadana? Did he not fast in one Ramadan after him? Because he lived 1 year longer. And in that year, he had the opportunity to fast in the month of Ramadan. So that increased his good deeds, his status. And Rasulullah ﷺ gave the reason. So more you live as a pious person and more good deeds you do is beneficial for you. So this life is all about obeying Allah and His Rasul and doing the good deeds and refraining from sins. So the right thing is that we should remember our death, because death is the bridge that will take us from this world to the hereafter. And death should not be seen as a calamity. In fact, for a believer, death is a gift, because it sets you free from all restrictions and pabandis and halal and haram and jais and najais. And this is takleef. This is a burden. So you have no more burden when you die. It's a freedom. Do people not celebrate freedom? Every country has a freedom day. Freedom day is a day of celebration. So when you leave this world, a believer, by doing the good deeds and practicing piety throughout your life, the day your soul leaves your body, that's the day of freedom for you. So that's a tuhfa. Tuhfatul mu'mini al-mautu. So we should remember death and do preparation. And if we forget death, death does not forget us. Israel alayhi salam does not forget us. It's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala reports this hadith in Sharh al-Sudur, that Malakul Maut alayhi salam looks at every person 3 times a day. So you cannot escape from him. He knows your face exactly, because he sees you 3 times a day. And when he takes the ruh away of someone, the family start crying. This is what normally happens. People are crying. And he comes at the door and he stands there and he holds the door and he says, it's not my fault. He clears himself to the people and he says, it's not my fault. You are crying, you're in pain, you're in agony. It's not my fault. I've done what Allah has ordered me to do. This is what he says. And I'm bound by that. And he says, trust me, I did not eat his sustenance. And I did not reduce his age. Don't blame me for anything. And then he says, وَأَنَّ لِي فِيكُمْ لَعَوْدَةٌ ثُمَّ عَوْدَةٌ حَتَّى لَا أَبْقَى مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ. He says, listen, I will come to you and I will come to you again. I will come over and over, till nobody remains behind living. I will take everybody, take everybody's soul. This is the message that Hazrat Israel alayhi salam leaves when somebody dies in your family. Okay, we can't hear it, but the knower of unseen, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us, and we trust what he tells us is the final and the ultimate truth. So we must believe that this is what happens. So now a young man take advantage of this life, appreciate life, Maybe you will live longer than an old man. And if you are not aware of this, then maybe after listening this, make a firm intention in your heart that I will not waste my time in wrong things. I will start preparing for the hereafter. And listen, an old man, you have got many messages that you are going to die. Many messages have come to you. But we are so heedless and careless that we don't take any message seriously. It's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Israel alaihi salam that, "O Israel, do you have any messenger that you send to people before you come and to take their lives? Do you warn them?" He said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, I do have my messengers that I send to people. When they are sick, when their bodies become weak, when they have gray hair in their beards and in their heads, these are messengers to inform them that you are going to die very soon. But we don't take message. We actually trust our doctors. And we trust our medical insurance, our medical aid, our pharmacies, drugs, medicines. When something happens, and if the doctor tells us, don't worry, there is treatment for this. And that's all we want to hear. So now the hope is developed. If there's treatment, then nothing is going to happen to me. But actually there was a message for you. That your ears are not like before. They are gone weak. You old man, they can't hear. Your eyes are weak. Your power is not there. You take a staff for a stick and you hold that and you walk. Your back is bent. But we still feel that we are going to live very long. And we go and ask everyone, make dua for me so I can be healthier, I can live longer. If you're not a pious person, then why are you asking people to make dua that I should live longer? Because living long for you is no good. You will be sinning. After sinning, sinning after sinning. So long age is no good for you. As we learn from Hadith Mubarakah, that the long age is good for the pious people. Ki unki nekiyan badhengi. But the people of Allah, they understand. Therefore, Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Shakar Ganj Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, he says, "Uth jaag Farida sutya, teri daadi aya bhoor." Now this is a very old classical middle Punjab language. Bhoor, grey hair. Jisko hum grey hair kehte hain na, ye us zuban mein bhoor kehte hain usko. Bhoori ho gayi daadi. So, "Oh Farida, oh Farid, wake up. Don't you realize that your beard is gone grey? So this is not a time for you to sleep. Get up and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read your tahajjud. Go to masjid." This is what he's saying to himself, but at the same time he's educating his murids, his students, and whoever is going to read Hazrat Baba Fariduddin Shakar Ganj and his life and his biography, he would then know what kind of person he was. This is what he used to tell people, "Wake up. Tera agga nede a gaya, tera pichha reh gaya dur." Beautiful way of explaining that your agga, your future is coming near. Your old age is coming near. Your diseases are coming near, your weakness is coming near, your gray hair are coming near, you'll be powerless very soon. You cannot do hard work in ibadat. You have to sit on the chair maybe in order to perform your salat. That's your future. It's coming near. Tera pichha reh gaya dur. And your past, when you were a young man, when you were powerful, when you were enjoying life, that's gone far away from you. You can't catch it. Abhi wo tumhare haath mein nahin aa sakta. So, don't have wishful thinking and making and try that, you know, I can have that again. You can't have that again. Wo piche reh gaya. That's gone. Now deal with your future, and that's the reality. So, agar hum ye sab dekh kar bhi sabak nahin seekhte, or then we are the biggest ghafils. So qasids are coming, the messengers are coming, but humko dar nahin lagta. We are not afraid. But trust me, when Israel alayhi salam will come suddenly and stand in front of us, then we will be very afraid of. Phir bahut dar lagega. And his looks are very scary, with deafening sound he will come. Kaan behre kar dene wali awaaz, ye bijli ki garaj jo hum sunte hain na, it's nothing. Thunder, lightning sound is nothing. It's a deafening, really deafening voice that will come from Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. And Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala reports that if people can see Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, they will cry less on the dead person, they will cry more upon themselves, knowing that they have to face this personality. Aisa dar lagega, aisa khauf aayega. इंसान को लगेगा कि बस कुछ नहीं रहा, सारा टेस्ट जिंदगी का खत्म हो जाए. दो इज़राइल अलैहि सलाम इज वेरी स्केरी एंड ही कुड बी वेरी हार्ड ऑन सम पीपल, बट व्हेन कम्स टू द फ्रेंड्स ऑफ अल्लाह एंड द बिलवड्स ऑफ अल्लाह एंड अंबिया अलैहिस्सलाम, हिज अप्रोच इज टोटली डिफरेंट. Then he does not come with that style that he goes to everybody else. Remember, it's mentioned in Sahih and in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim that when he came to take the ruh of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam smacked him. He hit him hard on his face and his eye broke. And he was keeping his eye on his palm. Now imagine that situation. Imagine just this, picture it. The death is forced in the bargah of Nabi. So you can never measure the powers of Anbiya alayhi salam. People are sitting with a scale or a measuring tape to weigh and measure the powers of prophets. There's no way that you can measure them. Allah has granted them powers which are beyond our estimation and our understandings. So, well, this is a long story. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, after a long discussion, he got ready to give his soul, what did Israel alayhi salam did? He smelled Musa alayhi salam. Sunga, bas. The ruh of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was taken away. Bas itna, koi takleef nahi. He just sniffed Musa alayhi salam's soul, was taken away. And when he came to Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, is mentioned, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that angels said that, O Allah, your best friend Khalil Ibrahim is very afraid of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a message to Ibrahim alayhi salam that if two friends have not met for long, are they not enthusiastic to meet each other? So he knew what's the message. So he immediately said, I'm mushtaq. I'm enthusiastic to meet my Lord. And when he said that, then what happened? فَأَعْتَاهُ رَيْحَانَذًا. Then Israel alayhi salam gave him a flower. فَشَمَّهَا. So he smelled the flower. فَقُبِدَ فِيهَا رُوحُهُ. So with that, Israel alayhi salam took the ruh of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Bas itna. How beautifully. There's flower and there's fragrance and there's beautiful smell. And in that time, little time, keeps him busy. You enjoy the fragrance of the flower, and in this he takes his soul away. Koi takleef nahi. Ye Allah ke mahboobon ki shaan hai. And Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was very modest person. Ba ghairat, badi ghairat wale. And then he would leave his house, he would put a lock on the door, on the outside gate, so no ghair mahram must enter the house. He comes back from his work and he sees there's a person standing, a stranger, an ajnabi, standing in the house. He was surprised to see that, how he came in, because I always lock all the doors and outside gate. How did he come in? So he asked him, who are you? He replied, I'm that person who's never scared of kings. And no curtain is a curtain for me. Koi hijab mere liye? Hijab nahi hai. I'm that person. So he immediately understood, who is this person who is never scared of kings and no hijab is hijab for him? So he said, then you are Israel and you don't just come to say salam or dua, you come to do your job. Okay, he took a blanket and he put upon himself and he said, take my ruh. And he took the ruh of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Okay, now, when he comes to Sultanul Anbiya. Listen this carefully. He just doesn't come. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam comes first. Mizaj Pursi ke liye, just to visit. How are you? Ya Rasulullah, how are you feeling? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had illness at that time, fever at that time. Rasulullah said, I am restless. So this restlessness was not because of any pain. This restlessness was not because of any fear. This was actually the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then suddenly comes Israel alayhi salam. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam introduces Israel alayhi salam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is Israel. And he has come to meet you. And he is seeking permission. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him permission, and Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah, before you, he never took permission from anyone, and after you, He will never take permission from anyone. That's you only. This is your status. This is befitting to you, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he seeks permission. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission. He came in. He stood in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has ordered me to obey you. What it means? It means that I have come here to take your soul, O beloved. But Allah has ordered me to obey you. Not just to come and do the way I want. He says, Ya Rasulullah, if you give me permission, I will take your soul. And if you do not give me permission, I would not take your soul. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that, O Malakul Maut, are you assigned for this work? Tum mamur ho? Have you been given this responsibility and duty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, Yes, Ya Rasulullah. So when he said yes, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him permission and told him, then you perform your duty. And he took the blessed soul of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is how Israel alayhi salam presented himself in the courts of the prophets alayhi salam. When it comes to a wali of Allah, a pious believer, a muttaqi, a salih, then his style is very unique. And we must listen this with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us opportunity and tawfiq to become pious, so we can qualify for all these glad tidings that are mentioned in these ahadith, inshallah. Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Malakul Maut alayhi salam, when he sends him to any pious person, when he sends him to any wali, he says, go to my bondsman, go to him. We have tested him enough in the dunya through difficulties, hardships, good times. We gave him all different conditions. We tested him. He was always pleased with the taqdeer. He was always pleased with the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we set him free from all the calamities and the difficulties. He goes with the group of 500 angels. This is now the wali of Allah. And you know who's a wali of Allah? Allatheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Every believer and pious person is a wali of Allah. So it's sometimes we think wali is a person who's showing miracles everywhere he goes. That's not the criteria in Islam. Criteria in Islam is Allatheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Person is a firm believer. All his aqaid match with the mainstream Islam. Okay. He got iman. And on top of that, he's pious. He's muttaqi. He fears Allah. He cares about halal and haram, jais and najais. And he lives an upright life. So he is a wali of Allah. So now this, what the hadith that I'm telling you is about that person and how Israel alayhi salam comes. With 500 angels, he brings the kafan, the shroud, full with the fragrance of Jannat. Many bouquets of flowers. Shakhein. Phoolon ki shakhein. Bouquets of flowers. Of many colors. Dozens of colors. Beautiful colors. And then they have a piece of silk, which is folded in the Jannati musk. And they bring that. They carry that. And they keep that piece of cloth, that silk piece, under his chin, right here. And then all the 500 angels, they put their hands on the different organs of the body of that pious person. And a door is opened up from Jannat, from top, for him to see. Now he sees Jannat. His soul is still in the body. But that in'am is already there. That satisfaction is already there. That good news is already there. He looks at that, he gets so happy. And then the hoors of Jannat, his wives, he sees them. And he gets more happy. And then he sees the flowers and the fruits of Jannat. He gets more happy. So he's now, his tendency increases towards Jannat. Like he's restless now. He wants to leave. His soul wants to leave. And they pamper him like a baby is pampered. Usko bada sukh dete hain. And so he becomes more enthusiastic. Mujhe jana hai ab. Mujhe jane do. You know, that kafir. My soul is in the body, in this prison, in this cage. I want to get out of this. I want to, in that feeling of ishq and muhabbah and love. So he's not scared or afraid that he's dying. In fact, he is rushing to go. So his soul is trembling in his body. And then at that time, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam snatches his soul and he is free. To ye nek bande ko yu maut aati. Badi pyar muhabbat se. Zabardast. Uska ihtimam aur ihtiram aur ye sab hota hai uske saath. And Malakul Maut alayhi salam is very kind upon that person. Because he knows that this ruh is friend of Allah. This ruh is beloved of Allah. And he knows that if I show kindness on this soul, Allah will be pleased with me. To unko bhi pata hai, to wo apne hisab se kaam kar rahe hote hain. If I treat this soul well, then I'll have attained more favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he removes his soul like a string of hair is removed from the wheat flour. Aate se jaise baal alag karte hain. This is how usko maut aati Allah ke nek bande ko. Acha, ab maut aa gayi. Ruh nikal gayi. Now the ruh communicates with the body. The ruh says to the body, thank you very much. Mubarak ho. Ruh mubarak de rahi hai jism ko. Mubarak ho. You used to take me to the right places. You used to take me to masjid. You used to take me to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To do the acts of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I wanted to go to wrong places, you used to stop me. Ye ruh shukriya ada kar rahi hai jism ka. Tumko mubarak ho. You have attained salvation and I have attained salvation. Hum dono nijat pa gaye. Ye mubarak. And the body gives mubarak to the ruh. Dono ek dusron ko mubarak dete hain. Dono khush hote hain ke dono kamyab ho gaye. And the peace of earth where the wali of Allah, the pious believer, used to stand and worship, cries till 40 days. Kyunki uski ibadat ki wajah se zameen par Allah ki rahmat barasti thi. Ab wo chala gaya, ab wo ibadat nahi ho rahi. Us par Allah ke inaam o ikram ki barish hoti thi. Wo zameen ka bhi uska fayda uthati thi. That peace of earth cries till 40 days. یہ نیک بندے کا جہاں وجود ہوتا ہے نا وہاں قریب کی ہر شے کو فائدہ پہنچتا ہے. That's the reason that the pious people, they always wish and they make their will and they advise that bury me next to the qabr of a wali Allah. یہ اس کی یہی وجہ ہوتی ہے کہ اللہ کا ولی جہاں ہوگا وہاں انوار و تجلیات کی بارش ہوگی اور قریب والوں کو بھی فائدہ پہنچے گا. Even the doors through which his sustenance used to come, that door also cries till 40 days. And doors of heavens, doors of sky through which his good deeds used to go upwards, they also cry till 40 days. تو یہ اس کے انعام اور اس کے درجے ہیں. And then five angels, they move forward and they give ghusl to the body before people give ghusl. لوگوں کے غسل دینے سے پہلے فرشتے غسل دیتے ہیں. And they give kafan to the body from Jannat before people give kafan. They put perfume to the body before people put perfume to the body. And then they make two lines from the janaza, both the sides, right up to his house to Kabristan. وہ جتنا بھی فاصلہ ہو اتنی لمبی لائن فرشتوں کی ہوتی ہے. On the right side and on the left side. And what they do? They make istighfar for that person. اتنے سارے فرشتے وہ دعائیں کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, یا اللہ اس کو بخش دے, او اللہ forgive him, او اللہ forgive his sins. تو اب ذرا یہ تصور کریں کہ یہ غسل دیا جا رہا ہے انسان. He was wearing his suit, his kurta, his jubba, maybe three-piece suit, pant and shirt and coat and tie, jo bhi, his work dress or his, you know, normal home dress, jo bhi pehna hua tha, wo mar gaya ab. So ab wo ghusl dene wale wo bhi nikal lenge. Imagine his powerlessness. دنیا میں میں کرتا تھا. Always me, it belongs to me. This is my house. This is my car. My property. My assets. My power. My influence. میرا سب میرا. Now you are a dead body. Now you got nothing is yours. They will even cut that cloth, piece of cloth that you're wearing. If you are wearing any gold or silver ring or chain or watch or sab kuch, wo bhi utar lenge. Kuch bhi nahi hoga. So now today, your friends will not stand with you. Your wife will not stand with you. Your children will not stand with you. In the dunya, you wanted to make their life comfortable. You wanted to give them good house, good education, send them in good schools, good medical care. Uske liye halal haram ki bhi parwah nahi ki. As long as the money is coming, let it come, because I need to fulfill the needs of my family. I need to fulfill the needs of my children. I don't want them to be deprived from what I was deprived. So, ab phir halal haram ka bhi fark nahi karte log. And then what happens? That the very same people for whose sake you have put yourself into the deep trouble in the akhirat, they will not even read Fatiha for you. After few years, they will even forget where is my father's grave. Kabristan ka rasta bhul jayenge. So what is the right thing to do? is to do something for yourself today. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. That day, the brother will run away from the brother. And the person will run away from his mother, from his father, from his children, from his wife. Everybody will run away from everyone. Relationships would be broken. You want one good deed. As a father, you broke so many limits of Allah to give comfort to your children, to your sons and to your daughters. And on the day of judgment, when you short of one neki, and you come to that son whose life you made comfortable, to that daughter whose life you made comfortable, to give you one neki, they will refuse you. No, dad, sorry. As much as you are in trouble, we are in trouble. Aaj kuch nahi milega. To wo jo nek kaam kiye hain, wohi kaam aayenge. Jo nekiyan kiye hain, wohi kaam aayenge. So, you must know that when person dies and he is put in the qabr, then munkar and nakir, they come. That's another session. First test in the qabr. And that is all about aqeedah. First test is not about your amal. The test of amal is in the akhirah, the mizan, the scale, the weighing of deeds is in the akhirah, not in the qabr. In the qabr is all about aqeedah, and there are three questions, and those three questions will cover everything of aqeedah. उसी में सारा कुछ आ जाएगा. मर रब्बो का, हुज योर लॉर्ड, रब्बी अल्लाह, माय लॉर्ड इज अल्लाह, कंफर्म्ड, इज नॉट एन आइडल वर्शिपर, ही डज नॉट बिलीव इन ट्रिनिटी, ही डज नॉट बिलीव दैट Uzair alayhi salam is son of Allah, or Isa alayhi salam is son of Allah, because he believes in one Allah. He says, Rabbi Allah, Allah is my Lord. Clear ho gaya? The second question is, Ma deeno ka, what is your deen? Deeni al-Islam. Abhi us kafir ki baat hum nahi kar rahe. अभी उसकी बात कर रहे हैं जो दावा इस्लाम करता है. अब वो बिलीवर साबित होगा नहीं होगा, ये तो आखिर में बात बनेगी. अभी तो दावा इस्लाम है. सो ही सेज, दीनी अल इस्लाम, माय दीन इज इस्लाम. इट्स कंफर्म दैट ही इज मुस्लिम, बिकॉज द वन हु सेज माय दीन इज इस्लाम, यू विल नॉट कॉल हिम ए क्रिश्चियन. You will not call him Jew, you will not call him Hindu. Of course, the person who says, my religion is Islam, it's commonly understood that he is a Muslim. So, Dawa Islam ho gaya. Ab jab usne keh diya ke main Musliman hoon, the since he said that I am a Muslim, why should there be a third question? कुछ तो है ना, कोई इशारा तो है ना. इज देयर समथिंग टू अंडरस्टैंड? ए पर्सन सेज दैट आई एम ए मुस्लिम, ही शुड नॉट बी क्वेश्चन्ड फर्दर. टुडे लॉट ऑफ पीपल से आई एम मुस्लिम, एंड मेनी पीपल, इफ इट्स अ पॉलिटिकली करेक्ट स्टेटमेंट, देन दिस इज द स्टेटमेंट दे विल मेक. Because they will say what sells. But the deen of Islam will not change because people have changed. deen of Islam will remain the same, because this is the final religion, and people try to corrupt this religion, but they will fail. So many people will come, you know, don't have further annotation with your Islam, just say I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we say very proudly, I am a Sunni Muslim. Because this is the definition of Muslim. The word Muslim is given to us by Quran, and word Sunni is given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran says, "Huwa sammakumul muslimin." He has given you name Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Sataftariqu ummati ila 73 firqatan kulluhum fin nar." Illa millatum wahida, my ummah will be divided into 73 sects, all of them will go to hell except one millat. When sahaba ikram asked, ya Rasulullah, man hum, wo ek millat kaun hai, who are those that are going to jannat? And sahaba ikram also made it very clear, and they taught us a lesson, that they were only interested in the jamaat that was going to jannat, not somebody else. उन्होंने सिर्फ उन्हीं के बारे में पूछा, they were not curious about others. तो जन्नत में जा रहे हैं यार रसूलुल्लाह, उनका पता बता दो. रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम said, मा अना अलैहि व सहाबी, they are those who are on my footsteps and on the footsteps of my sahaba. And the footsteps of रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम and sahaba is called sunnat. What is it called? And in another narration, similar words, but at the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wahiya al-jama'a," and that is jama'a. So we found two words from hadith: one is sunnah, and one is jama'a. And the one who adopts sunnah and jama'a in Arabic is called ahl. So it became ahlu sunnah wal jama'a. So who gave you that name? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why should we not take that name? So even in the qabr, when he said, I'm a Muslim, they say, no, there are many who say we are Muslims, but your Islam must be put to a test. Aqeedah ka imtihan hai. Aqeedah ka test hai qabr ke andar. Now, when you answer the last question, then it would be determined that what kind of Islam do you have, real or false. And trust me, the second question is all about your language, is all about your way of speaking. So the third question is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appears in the qabr, and the angel indicate towards the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma kunta taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul, what you used to say about this personality, say now. Wo jo kehta tha wahi bol de. It's all about your language. What language, what you used to say about this person, ye choice ab nahi hai. अब क्या कहता है, दैट चॉइस इज नो मोर देयर, बिकॉज आफ्टर योर आईज आर क्लोज्ड द रियलिटी इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, एवरीवन नोज व्हाट इज द ट्रुथ. जब ट्रुथ जाहिर हो गया तो अब तो चॉइस ही नहीं रहा ना. आज ले उनकी पना, आज मदद मांग उनसे, फिर ना मानेंगे कयामत में. अगर मान गया, अगर तू मान गया तो तेरा मानना फिर कुछ मानना नहीं है. Today everybody must watch their tongue when they talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they talk. And if they talk about him that he is just an ordinary person, only difference is that the wahi comes on him and wahi doesn't come on us. And if this is their way of talking about him, just like a postman got the message, take the message, Forget about the person who brought the message. Worry about the message. If that's your way of thinking and talking about this personality, to ab to wahi bolna padega. Ab to statement change karne ka chance hi nahi hai. Aur jiski zuban hi yahi thi ki jab bhi sarkar ka khayal aaya zehn mein, jab bhi zuban pe huzur ke bare mein alfaz aaye, rahmatul lil alamin, shafiul muznibin, راحتل العاشقین سلطان الانبیاء خاتم النبیین اعلی حضرت کی زبان میں مصطفیٰ جانے رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام. Look at the people of knowledge and understanding. They knew کہ ہمارا ایمان تو انہی کے بارے میں جو ہماری بول چال ہے نا اسی سے جج ہوگا. So therefore Allah Hazrat finds words that your soul will rock with ecstasy if you understand the depth of it. He does not say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mercy. He says he is the jaan of mercy. He is the life and the ruh and the essence of rahmat. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakho salam. That's the language you used to speak, and then you will speak that language. And don't forget that munkar and nakir are also ashke rasool. So they will also get happy. When they will get happy, they'll give you good news. They'll give you good news. They will say, we knew this was going to be your answer. Okay, you knew that this was going to be the answer. Why must you ask the questions? Uski bhi zarurat hai. Because if based on the knowledge, decision was made, then a kafir would have said, you know, mere saath insaaf nahi hua. You know, I was not dealt fairly. मुझसे तो टेस्टिंग लिया, मुझे जहन्नम में डाल दिया. पॉसिबिलिटी थी ना, तो उस पॉसिबिलिटी को खत्म करने के लिए ये इम्तिहान का सिस्टम सब पर लगा दिया. जाहिर है जो पास होने वाले हैं वो पास होंगे, जो फेल होने वाले हैं वो फेल होंगे. तो ना इंसाफी का दावा कोई नहीं कर सकेगा. बट वंस इट्स डन, देन द खुशखबरी कम्स. خوشخبری کمز نم کا عروست دلہن کی طرح سو جا. Like when the newly wedded bride comes into the house, she is made comfortable at home, isn't it? Nobody tells her, go clean the kitchen, go make tea, guests are coming, go cook food. نئی نویلی دلہن کو کوئی ایسا کہتا ہے؟ No, everybody is so happy, the father-in-law, the mother-in-law, and the sister-in-law, the brother-in-law, sare ke sare in-laws, they're very happy, and they all say, please feel at home. Mother-in-law bhi kehti hai, feel at home. Abhi hafte do hafte ke baad kya hona hai, wo alag issue hai. But pehle din jo hai, no problem. Nayi naveli dulhan, to wo aram se soti. Koi kaam dhanda nahi. Nobody can wake her up from her beauty sleep, except the person that she loves. Ab ye similarity dekhi. Dulhan ki tarah so ja. So nobody will disturb you. Jannat se darwaze khul gaye, fragrance aa rahi hai, hawaein aa rahi hain, mazedar, koi garmi nahi hai, koi janab wo habas nahi hai. कोई घुटन नहीं है, रोशनी है जनाब, खुली खुली कब्र है. इट्स वाइड एंड अप टू वेयर द आईज कैन सी, बड़ी बड़ी कब्र है, महल है. जन्नत से मजेदार हवा आ रही है, मजेदार नींद आ रही है, सो रहा है. ओनली हिज बिलवड अल्लाह विल वेक हिम अप ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट. ये सिमिलैरिटी हो गई दुल्हन के साथ. تو بھائی یہ عمل جو ہے نا نیک عمل یہ بچائے گا، عقیدے کے ساتھ نیک عمل، اور دعوت اسلامی یہی تحریک لے کے آگے بڑھ رہی. You must know that when person is in the qabr, azab will come and azab will try to enter the qabr. Namaz will stand on the right side, the fasting will stand on the left side, on the head side recitation of Quran and zikr is standing. The sabr is also in the qabr, standing in one corner and seeing what's happening. The azab wants to come, namaz pushes the azab away and says, leave him. اتنی تکلیف تو برداشت کی ہے اس نے دنیا میں، ابھی سو رہا ہے آرام سے سونے دو. یہ نماز کہتی ہے اس کو، let him sleep. عذاب tries from the left side, the fast, the roza stands. No, I can't let you come in. Pushes the عذاب away. Tries from the top, the Quran and the zikr, they chase him away. بلاخر بھاگ جاتا ہے. عذاب runs away, the punishment runs away. And when the punishment runs away, sabr bolta hai. So now very interesting. The sabr says, see, I did not speak. I was seeing that if azab overpowers you, then I will kick in. To phir main aata aur apna kaam karta. But main to bach gaya. Now I'll do something else. And what the sabr will do? See, at bridge of sirat, at mizan, I will help him. اب میں اس کی مدد وہاں. یہ ساری نیکیاں ہیں، نیک عمل ہیں، یہ ہم کو فائدہ پہنچا رہے ہیں. اینڈ یہی ہمارا دین ہے. ہمارا دین کوئی فینٹسی نہیں ہے، کوئی ایسی فلسفی نہیں ہے کہ بس کچھ سوچتے رہو تو بس کچھ جو ہے نا فوکس کرو کسی چیز پر تو یہ کرو تو وہ کرو. ہمارا دین یہ عمل والا دین ہے. اس میں نماز ہے، اس میں روزہ ہے، اس میں پاکی ناپاکی کے مسائل ہیں، اس میں حلال حرام کی باتیں ہیں، اس میں جائز ناجائز بزنس ہیں، اس میں سارا پوری گائیڈنس ہے. تو وہ سارا سیکھنا اور سیکھ کر اس پہ عمل کرنا ہے. سو وی آر ڈوئنگ دس اینڈ وی آر پریکٹسنگ دس وے، دین وی آر گڈ، دین وی آر آن دا رائٹ وے. On the right path, because this is what Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in used to do, and their way is the standard in Islam. Unka rasta mayar hai. To wo har haram makruh mashkook cheez se bhagte the. This is what we require, and alhamdulillah Dawat Islami is giving us that. Dawat Islami is working hard to bring that lifestyle back. Muslim, which is based on ibadat, on amal, on namaz, on roza, on hajj, on zakat, and on practicing the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is actually good for us, because sometimes, you know, living in these countries, we become very weak, and we need empowerment, we need support groups, and this is the best support group for us to come back to the line. And that's Dawat Islam. And alhamdulillah, we know it, you know it, that it has changed the lives of millions throughout the world. And we must join Dawat Islami, join its ijtima'at, its kafilas, its other activities. Shaitan will put many fitnas, will put many misunderstandings, will make you angry for a lot of things. You know, maybe You didn't like somebody's style or way, or an individual might upset you for something, and then you boycott. Good thing. A lot of people do that. They boycott masjids. Oh, he got a problem with the trustee. He got a problem with the imam. He got problem with the imam. He got problem with the trustee, with the musalli committee or whatever. So masjid ne tumhara kya kasoor kiya bhai? Why must you boycott the masjid? So similarly, if you have a problem, an issue with one Islamic brother, why must you run away from Dawat Islami? As Dawat Islami was good for you, for your family, 10 years ago, Dawat Islami is still good for you and for your family today. So don't ever leave the mahal of Dawat Islami because you're upset with something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these things and maybe get out of the, you know, plottings of shaitan. May Allah develop our mahabbah and love and unity. May we all unite on the love and the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the shade of Dawat Islami. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.